This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika Horti News Radio from the IPM in Essen. I am at the booth of Formium. In front of me is Josh. Josh, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, my name is Josh Gaucher. I'm the sales manager responsible for North America, so US and Canada, but also I take care of local region in the UK as well. So.
And now you are in Germany.
Yes, now we're in Germany, so it's only a small 2.5 hour drive from where I live in Belgium. So it's quite easy to get to, see the international clients, see the builders who I work with in the Netherlands as well. So it's this is an easy trip for me.
Yeah, but officially you come from the US.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, but I've been living in Europe for close to 13, 14 years now. So I'm here for quite some time.
And for how long are you with Formium?
I'm with Formium for just over 4 years now. So it's, we've really been starting from scratch in the US and Canada. So now, just kind of spreading the word, getting out and seeing people and letting everybody know that they have optimal screen solutions out there.
Yeah, because what is the word of Formium?
Well, first off, we're a fully integrated company and we're producing and manufacturing all our own tapes and screens in-house in Belgium, in Lokeren. And we pride ourselves on innovation. So although we have some existing products in the marketplace, we have some new things that are coming up. Mainly what's right in front of you is this our Formutex Noctis Thermo, which is a focus on high energy savings.
So yeah, because I see two different kinds of fabrics in front of me. One is transparent and one is like a bit like silver-ish.
Yeah, it's aluminum. Yeah, so it's the transparent one is a traditional one that's been available in the marketplace for quite some time. And what actually some growers are using is they're doing two transparent screens, whereas we've recently come out with this aluminum screen that allows to have even more energy saving in times of this crisis. So that way on the bottom screen we're usually using or supplying a transparent screen, and on top you do the aluminum one.
Ah, so you make a combination of the two.
Yes, exactly. So as the grower wishes and decides. So, that's the one thing we pride ourselves on, the aluminum, because it's actually a technology integrated into the into the film itself, and it's not a kind of a coating.
Yeah, and this is super recently released, right?
Yeah, I'd say in the past month and a half, 2 months, this has been released. So it's already got a lot of good feedback from the global market. So not only here in Europe locally, where there is actually, say, more of a crisis, but in North America as well, we're seeing a lot of interest in this. So some big projects.
Nice, and also because of like energy saving reasons, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's the thing is that you have the energy savings, so it brings down your operational costs. But meanwhile, in the same perspective, you have a payback period within 7 months.
7 months, wow.
Exactly. So, and that's all because of the energy savings, so people don't need to worry about overly heating the inside of their greenhouse.
Yeah, so there's actually no reason to choose for a Formium screen.
Exactly. That's what we say as well. So it's and we're one of the only ones in the world that are doing woven fabrics, where everything else is knitted. So on top of that, we are offering our 8-year warranty, whereas if you look at the competitors, they're only offering a 5-year. So they've got quite the return on investment by investing in Formium material.
Yeah, I see the 8-year warranty like put around the boot everywhere in big letters.
Yeah, well, we're the first screen manufacturer to actually announce this, and it's actually proven because there are installations across the world in very high UV areas as well, and the screens are still withstanding and they're up and running. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Sounds amazing. And then for the rest of 2023, what can we expect from Formium?
Oh, that's That's a loaded question.
Are there any like specific innovations or like things you're looking forward to or?
Well, there's always innovation. So we're constantly looking at different kind of technologies using what we have to see how we can give more and more what the growers are looking for. So there's a couple things in the pipeline, but okay, I don't want to get our...
It's still a secret.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble with the engineers. So, I think right now we're focusing on growth. Like I said, in big markets where we've not been before. So Mexico, we're actually gaining some traction, but North America has been quite some time. So yeah, we're looking forward to continuing our global presence and I say, bolstering sales in the new territories.
Yeah, but there's a possibility that if we talk to you later this year, then there might be even more innovations.
Yeah, I would say it's more or less a guarantee. It's not a win.
Okay, sounds super exciting. So we have a scoop over here. New things are coming up at Formium. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. No, things been going well. So, and like I said, we all work well together, and the factory is spitting out some good quality material as well. So, really can't complain.
Good. Okay, Josh, thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge and information about Formium with me. I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the IPM and the rest of 2023 and everything that's ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the time, and thanks.
Thank you so much.